Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and tonight I'll be reading poetry made for the contest I made some days ago with the theme of an AI-generated picture I made as a prompt. I'll start with honorable mentions, and then third place to first place. If you want to read along or give the poets who entered some love, check out the link in the description. Our first poem, in honorable mentions, is Rose Winter 515's Unreality. Unreality, twisted, melted wax, model of reality, mannequin speechless, perfect algorithmic matrix, AI-generated art. Strangely like cubist method of art and sculpture, what can truth be like if we cannot comprehend? Shall we rely on AI? Our next honorable mention is by S. Sharp, or Scott Sharp, as it says on the bottom there, with their poem, The Meltdown. I have morphed into less than me, melting from past versions. The new me looks at the old me, the angel me, upon my shoulder, ready to jump off the cliff. I hope he has wings. In third place, we have Dominic Bailey 5, with their poem, The Creator Has Got to Be Me. I don't know who is commanding me what to do. I promise to answer always with the truth. They say, paint me a picture of what you see. So I take a little look in my library. I ask the late Picasso where the features on the face go. Now, in order to communicate, we all need screens as an interface. They asked me, what do I see? The answer, the creator has got to be me. That was Dominic Bailey. Thank you for participating. Our silver place and second place is Dr. Bharatri Bhushan, and I am so sorry if I said that wrong. And the name of the poem is Burden. Hands that rock my cradle, labyrinthine mind, mine does fiddle. For so it thinks that worthy they aren't. A Sisyphus, I've been carrying a weight of my own device, heeding not elixirs as songs, my own Orpheus sings. When will I take a fistful of these sands of time, claim it's mine and me its? The rock of burdens I'll carry, just as they carry me. Wish I so to embrace my fate, entwined with those unsung in this endless pit. And then he has a note down here. Sisyphus was punished for his self-aggrandizing craftiness and deceitfulness by being forced to roll an immense boulder up a hill, only for it to roll down when it nears the top, repeating this action for eternity. And I do believe Sisyphus was cursed to do that in Hades as well. And then he goes on, I believe that we overlook the contributions of people make in our lives because of our self-centered nature. We are always fascinated by larger-than-life events and those that truly change the world, often forgetting that such tremendous accomplishments are made possible by thousands of unsung men and women who make countless sacrifices. Everybody matters. And that's very true. Thank you for your poem, Dr. Bharatri. Our last but certainly not least, in fact it's our first with the gold prize, is by Andreas68, or also known as Andreas Simic, with his poem Twisted Sister. Like the Cyclops Polyphemus, we are disfigured in some plethora of ways. A limb here, no nose or ear or thumb. Let's it be known that we are to be feared. Blatant stares display incredulousness at our uniqueness in the face of monstrosity. Disgust or sympathy, the dichotomy of choices. How to dissect without lobotomy of the mind. But underlying the scarred humanity are found beings of lightness. Thank you very much for that beautiful poem. That concludes our show. I want to thank all of the poets who entered into my contest. And I want to thank the listener who, either if you are listening on YouTube or on my podcast, Bullfrog Dusk, anywhere that you are, thank you so much. If you do want to do the YouTube channel, there's a link in the description. If you want to see my website, link is in the description. And if you want to give the poets some love, that link is also in the description. I hope you all have a most wonderful night or day, morning. It doesn't matter, but I know for a fact that you matter to me. So, thank you. I wouldn't be doing this at all if I haven't gotten any kind of audience whatsoever. So, thank you so much. And I will continue making these videos or podcasts. Take care, everyone.